Turning up your mic too. Okay, hot. All right. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and this is the second to last hour. You're listening to Before Friday at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We started in with Young Bay with Satisfy from the album Bay, and we also have a guest in the station.
Hello. I have no idea if I'm audible right now, but
you're audible. I remembered to turn the mics on.
Awesome, awesome, good stuff. This is AJ, senior soon to be gone.
Senior soon to be gone. We have a, he was the former president of Anime Club. Mm. Now, I've taken up the mantle. Mm. I think Yuri Kumarashi will finally get it through the three episode test it deserves.
Oh no. Oh, dark yes. Days have come.
Oh, yeah.
This is how liberty dies, with thunderous applause, Star Wars reference.
Oh, no. It'll be with a storm, a lesbian bear storm.
Ha.
Ha. Yes. Anyway, we've got tons of music. We got talking. How has been senior week for you?
Honestly, mostly just sleeping. Like, they have a lot of events, but the good ones are all paid, and I'm like, Tufts, you've drained enough of my money over 4 years.
Like, what kind of paid events would you look forward to as a burgeoning senior?
As in, like, what's actually happened or what I wanted?
Let's do both. Let's start with what you got, and then let's get with what you desire.
So the paid events that I know a lot of people were hyped for was, there was a Dave & Buster's trip today.
Okay.
Where they just bought out the whole place. And there was a bowling thing the other night at this place called Lucky Strike.
Oh, yeah. In Boston. There are two of them.
Hmm, yeah. Both of which, cool enough ideas, but also it's like, Tufts, do you really have to take increments of $20 out of my pocket just for doing, like, middle school dance level activities?
Look, the thing is I would live for it, and I would actually save up to, like, go if I knew I didn't have, like, the ready cash for it.
Yeah,
that's fair. Because that sounds fun as heck.
That's fair. And, like, a lot of people definitely did have fun, but I'm also just like, hey, I could spend money, or I could stay in and play video games.
Or you could spend money on cards.
Also true. But, yeah, no, so, like, definitely a lot of fun stuff. The one that was kind of egregious was Senior Gala.
Senior Gala, is that, like, Fall Gala?
I think It's like, all I know is it's like the most expensive thing. It's either $40 or $60 just to go to this, albeit pretty nice venue, that is then ruined by you being crammed in there with all the neurotic nut jobs on campus you've been avoiding all semester.
Now look, okay. It's probably just a senior reskin of Winter Gala, which I have been to. I went with a friend my freshman year, and they probably crowding the House of Blues. They play a cover band. And you know what? Looking back, that's probably my favorite thing that happened. And there's a mysterious source of food that keeps happening that I never figured out. So I was kind of hungry and dancing to really weird cover music of hits that I was not born with. It was really weird. No, that's fair. I wouldn't pay $40 to $60 for it unless it was like...
Yeah, no, especially because I'm still figuring out what comes next. So if I'm going to be spending $40 to $60, once again, it is not on middle school slash high school dance tier activities.
No, I guess. Do you have plans for the upcoming summer slash, like... season?
That's fair. Starting off the summer, like you alluded to earlier, there's a big card game tournament I'm playing in down by NYC the week after graduation. So that's like my real big like senior send-off thing there.
Yeah.
And then other than that, just working at a summer camp, done it the past 4 years to just kind of earn some quick summer cash, easy, lined up. And while doing that, look for a substitute teaching gig in my hometown.
Nice. Now, you have an in because your mom is a pretty big teacher there, right?
Yeah, but the thing about that is, and anyone in any remotely bureaucratic position can tell you, when you're big in the way that you try to help the little guy and not the man with the big pockets, an in is might not be the right word. It might be called a barrier to entry in some avenues, but...
We'll find out. I hope so. I feel like young Joan would absolutely hook you up.
Definitely.
She's wonderful. She can pull... What has gotten her to be able to get this far into all of her various causes and ways to improve the system, I feel like she can get you in.
See, here's the problem, though. It's a little thing called tenure. Tenure does a lot to being able to do that stuff without being get-gonned by the district.
See, that's why the substitute teacher is like the best. It's the gotta range, honestly.
Yeah, it's the opposite end where it's like, I'm not so cemented here. I'm so temporary. I can affect whatever positive change and I'll be gone. I'll be miles away.
Yeah, I actually had like a really weird menagerie of substitute teachers. And one of my favorite, I really liked her. I didn't know her name, but she had dyed red hair, dressed like she came from the 20s. Like beige was her color palette and like lace. And she always wore like a lot of makeup and like had this accent that did sound like she talked from an old movie. Like think like a Peacock from Skullgirls.
Oh boy.
And like, use and would just sit on the say so the MBTA were the buses for us, so she would actually go on the same bus as my friend and I did, and she would just read her book, and it was always like a paperback with like a minimalist cover and Times New Roman like tiny title in the middle, and I was just like, oh my god, can you get less aesthetic?
I don't think so. That's a pretty big mood if I do so myself. Gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it, heck. Anyway, let's play some more music. We will get back to you in a hot sec.
Lit.
27, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First round in the elimination for the World Wrestling Federation's heavyweight title. Obviously, Hulk Hogan and this man, Andre the Giant, have drawn five. So first round, but Andre, you're going to meet Hulk in round number two.
Yeah, that's in round number two. But Jack Perry is doing more relaxed here. I beat Hulk Hogan in 2 minutes. In November 26th, Thanksgiving, I win the Survivor Series. And on five times in Indianapolis, I win the championship match again. That's three times. Jack Perry, and that gives the bell. Thank you, Cassie. Because that's what I want to do. I do anything I want with that bell. But Jack Perry, I think you're going to be at.
Get all Andre the Giant.
Jack Perry. Name, you better send Canada and stay there for good. You got no business to the USA.
I always said, Andre, you have
no business. No, you. This guy is the champion. Why is he coming to the tournament?
Yeah, I know.
Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. ear attack.
A babe in light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, all right, get on your bikes, ride safe.
From the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed that very long core of songs. We got a lot of music that we just played. Okay, so starting with the first two kind of dancey songs, we got Bounces Back by Skylar Spence from his first album, Prom... Well, first... It's complicated. He used to be St. Pepsi. Prom King is his first album outside of being St. Pepsi because he wanted to stop being known as the guy who keeps sampling stuff, including, like, kind of disses. Okay.
I thought he'd want to just not be known as the guy who was sanctified Pepsi.
No, actually, I think that's the best part. In fact, there's a meme artist called St. Peanut. So his most famous, St. Pepsi's most famous album is called Hit Vibes, including if you ever try to hunt for the vinyl, the last time it got sold, if you can find it, was $349.
Holy moly.
It makes middle school dance things seems like chump change.
Yeah.
It's for like some red vinyl.
Big oof.
So what St. Peanut had was Hit Nuts. And used Planters commercials with disco beats. It is, I have it on Bandcamp.
Oh, kids today with their sampled Planters.
Sampled Planters. Next was Fairy Tale by Desired from their album Plastic Whatever. Got this on vinyl. I pre-ordered it. I got in before everyone else. Not close enough to get picture vinyl. That was $2 extra, but it's fine. It's purple. Anyway, then Metric of the Week was Clone, album Synthetica, then Golden State by Joywave from the album Coda Vista. Then we got two Vaporwave albums. First was Windows 96 with Deep Swim from the album Enchanted Instrumentals and Whispers. This is a Vaporwave artist from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Very good. And then Limousine with 88 with Wrestling Wave. Oh my gosh. So I bought this on Qrate, so it'll come in a couple months. But it is tricolor vinyl. And it's all sample wrestling stuff.
This market is impenetrable to me and scares me.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Then History Eraser by Courtney Barnett. From her kind of first-ish album, but before she had a full-length album, Double EP, Sea of Slip Piece. Yes, so we got a lot of music going. And then we had a PSA. Okay. As I was telling AJ, I got lost in Cambridge today. I was trying to find an information session for grad school. For a master's in finance, and I got completely lost. My dad makes this commute every day, and I found that I had an immense more amount of respect for him. But the bikes.
Yeah, the bikes.
The bikes. I feel like... Actually, one of my... You know the professor that we both mutually know because our freshman rep's dad was that professor?
Yeah.
So he bikes everywhere, and like... the thing about bikers that, you know, you guys are saving the earth and that's very good, but I've never felt so anxious on the road when I see bikers. Like, they're not obnoxious. Mm. It's just the fact that I am driving a 1,500 pound metal box and they're so small and they're everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, hey, when you're doing Mother Nature's work, sometimes you got to be ready to get, like, whomped by a 1,000-ton steel frame in the line of duty.
I don't want to be the one responsible for it. I don't want. That's, like, the lowest KDA I ever want. Okay? Like, I would feel so awful. Like, I think I'm actually very generous with pedestrians. Also because I've gotten hit myself, so I've like, you know. But also there comes a point where like your eyes glaze over once like the another like finally things clear out, and then you got one person on their phone slow walking across the street, and you just kind of die inside.
Yeah.
You just.
I mean, hey, better for you to die inside than them to die outside.
I don't know about that. I'm not gonna, no. No, I'm not going to die. I'm not going to back that one out. Not gonna do it. I think less death is best death.
Exactly.
No. I don't. No.
Exactly.
But anyway, moral of the story, if you don't know where parking is, come an hour early to your engagements. And also, MIT is a maze.
Yes.
I think that's it. I think this is actually really what makes them an academic rigor head and shoulders above the rest. It's just you can't find anything.
You have to engineer your way to class.
Exactly.
It's like getting in is easy. Getting to places, that's the hard part.
Oh, yeah. And actually, I kind of got this existential horror when I realized that between, like, we have this crosswalk right in front of us at the station. They have city traffic crosswalk. And I would die. Imagine having to walk, I don't have to run across campus, but you know you are a slave to Boston traffic.
Yeah, honestly, the struggle.
There was a guy sitting on the steps that had a sign that said free listening. What do you trust?
I don't know. That seems very much in the wheelhouse of the free huggers of conventions from years past. And I think if there's one thing that has gotten, shall we say, antiquated in recent years, it is free any service.
Well, okay. Like, if for those who are listening who don't know what we're talking about, at anime cons, there'd always be a couple people who would not come in a cosplay, but they would have a big old sign that says free hugs. And things got a little weird because there'd be some who are literally like, you go up, you ask for I was never comfortable with it. I could not do it. It creeped me out. But you could go up to them and they'd be like, can I have a hug? And they'd be like, sure. And that's it. Others weren't just willing to offer their services. They were willing to offer free samples of their services, whether you wanted that free sampler or not.
How do you know you want it until you have the free sample?
No. No. Exactly. No, it was, or the glomping.
Oh, boy, I'm drinking tonight. Reset the clock at the mention of glomping.
Glomping! That was so real.
Just a disclaimer, I am not actually drinking tonight, but oh, boy, hearing the word glomping makes me wish that I was.
Oh, my God. No, the thing is, though, when I was in middle school, I did that unironically with my friends all the time. I think looking back, I was part of the problem. But it's okay. It's fine now.
You just walk up to, like, one of these people with the free sample dudes, and then they just take off the mask, and it's just younger you, and it's just like, I learned it from watching you.
No!
No! The true darkest timeline.
No, that is... I think I would be really scared if another me was just running around.
Specifically a younger you, too.
Actually, yeah. She's been tempered. Yeah. Supposedly. Yeah, so we have our PSA down. You have a request, so I'm going to go and play it before it gets like
8 billion o'clock.
8 billion o'clock, and then I'm like, oh, sorry, AJ. I know you came all the way here and it's your last week and now you don't get one request.
Oh,
Linguid. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy as well.
Thank you. I never meant to leave. But girl, I gotta go. Selfish it may be, but no, my heart ain't cold. I got some things to see, but tonight, get on the floor. Better yet, jump on the board. Surf's up, this wave gon' take us all. From city to city, from the gold to Cali to Perry. In my dreams, once I'm lifted, you would know. You never will agree with me. I'm a
one of these girls, or should I say one of these hoes. You could be a playmate girl, centerfold in the mirror, working on your magazine cover pose. All you really want is credit cards, billboards, magazines, movie screens, money rolls. You really out of shit that you see, huh? You know you only see what they show you. I could show you something different, baby girl. Sometimes the bullshit glisten, baby girl. Standing in the club with your eyebrows furled, secondhand watch on, so you know your time's a burl. I don't really mean to look at you the wrong way, but did a couple free shots get your home, babe. And when you woke up, were you still in the wrong place? Guess the little money that he spent on drinks to win a long way. Now go and get your panties out the hallway. 12 missed call, what your phone say? On the ride home, you'll still take the long way. Had to blame it all on the alcohol, like the song say, damn. Guess you should've listened to the man. Now you done gone and went missing on the man. Sharks in the water, still fishing for the man. Surf's up, smoke some, Young Purple on the man,
together, get your jaw up off the floor. How come you're staring like you don't know what it's for? Get your shit together, get your jaw up off the floor.
We got these niggas looking at me like I never seen a nigga put a real ass fucking fit together. They're so used to looking at these new goddamn Instagram. Y'all niggas seen these Instagram pages where they literally show you the whole entire outfit and the price range from head to toe, nigga. So today, Ian Connor doesn't happen to have anything on top of his head, but he does happen to have the Supreme Playboy collab jacket on. And we're just gonna go ahead and skip to the bottom, because can you guys notice that he does have the Rape 3000s on? And those are gonna cost you about $450, dead stock.
Yo, the new dressing off the mannequin shit. You a cool guy and I'm black on some mannequin shit. I be breaking necks and I ain't even planning these fits. When I walk in, I got everyone panicking shit. Like, why would you wear those to a function? You know they gonna get stepped on. You know you gonna be punching.
But
niggas.
I got two perks.
Anything that can't well, Murphy Lee's lost stunting.
You know that you're a black girl, right? Your hair's supposed to be sewed in, not spiked up. I do what I want, not whatever gets the likes up. They don't like my outfit, but they like the outcome. You never seen these shoes, well, that's the reason I bought them. They copy my swag. You can see that I taught them fresh to death. I belong in a coffin, but I'm way too light to die so often. Express myself, put it in a song so I don't kill myself. Listen to it back and then I heal myself. I got money and the power and I'm still myself. Mama said don't go broke trying to fill yourself. Mama said don't break trying to build yourself. And don't feel ashamed if you need some help. Cause we all do, cause we all lose.
Cause we all know someone who blown their whole ran on some off-white. I ain't got none, but I'm still tripping off-white. Lost my mama and I lost my mind, and I still ain't got my head right. Yeah, out in London, I was dropping pounds with my pockets fat, all sinking sounds. Had me dressed like the cover from Seeing Sounds. Got all these clones fronting, trying to be me now, like,
how come you're staring like you don't know what it's for? Get your shit together, get your jaw up off the floor. How come you're staring like you don't know what it's for? Get your shit together, get your jaw up off the floor. How come you're staring like you don't know what it's for? Get your shit together, get your jaw up off the floor. Shut.
Oh my gosh. So, okay, so first was AJ's pick with Chance the Rapper, Go, featuring Jesse Boykins III and Joey Pert from the album Surf. What do you got? What's our flavor text?
So I've rediscovered Surf recently during senior week, and I didn't realize how awesome of a project it was, because throughout a lot of Chance's work, you see like the arc from high school delinquent to guy hooked on acid to finding God. And Surf falls right between the last two I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, very experimental and very, like, out there.
Yeah.
Compared to what you'd expect from a normal rap album or even normal for Chance.
Yes.
So you can kind of just hear it by, like, how, like, synthy and electronic and, like, upbeat that song was. Other songs on the album, like one that I can't even begin to pronounce, like,
oh yeah, I tried typing it in and it was, we decided to go with the other one.
Yeah, but like that one's all weird and like space ghost gospel-y.
Yes. So
just very experimental. It's with a musical group that Chance like just messes around with sometimes called Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment.
That's very good.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't know, just nice experimental rap.
Love it. It's very good. To go along with it, we had Injury Reserve with Jawbreaker featuring Rico Nasty and Pro Teens. It's a single. I think that's going to be their part of their newest album. Rico Nasty performed at Spring Fling, which neither of us attended.
I was asleep.
I was gone. We disappeared. I went to Spring Fling, which was the better concert.
Shots fired.
Yeah, no, it is. Sponsored by WMFO.
No conflict of interests.
No, not at all. Not being the general manager at all. I don't see any problems. Anyway, so you have a terrifying story. Our viewers, beware.
Yes, yes. Spoiler warning. There's bugs.
I see, that scares me so much. Yeah. I was able to get rid of my problem pretty early in the game once I found out about it.
Yeah, so essentially, during senior week, I'm not sure if this is just my suite, like a localized message.
Yeah.
But through a combination of the trash outside the suite not being taken out and my suite mates being low-key disgusting sometimes and just leaving piles upon piles of trash in the kitchen, I'm not sure if it was someone in the suite or like one of their friends opening the window to get some fresh air.
No.
Which apparently also meant opening like the screen part a bit.
No.
Why? I don't know. All I know is I come back, hang out with a friend I haven't seen in a while. We're talking in the common room. And then just midway through, just being cynical about life, the universe, and everything, as you do, we just look above the TV and, oh, it's Roach.
Ah!
Oh, it's new roommate Roach.
It's the new roommate.
It's
new roommate senior week.
Yeah. Honestly, the valedictorian Roach.
No.
And this is not by any means small boy. This is long boy, swole, lives in the gym, Roach.
This Roach presses. He cleans 20 pounds.
Honestly, we're talking like his antennas looked like the thinnest strand of an eyebrow, like a human eyebrow. And like, despite being 6'4", I am Big Babby. And friend who was over was also Big Babby. And rest of people who are remotely not were at Lucky Strike. So while they were having Lucky Strikes, I was trying to get lucky and find something to strike said Roach with.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Reminder, guys, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. One thing, if you... Big PSA... This is not a Wolfmo PSA. This is just something I know because I watched a video on interview with an exterminator. One thing that you need to know about roaches is if you find one, call an exterminator as soon as possible, because one roach means many, many more. Mm. One roach egg can produce 300.
Send help.
You're out of there in a couple days, but
yeah.
I loathe any facilities that have to deal with that.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing is, like, roaches are an inevitable, just pests in general are an inevitable problem of college living scenarios, especially true. Ones at all close to food or tied to food.
If you put it in charge of, if you put a bunch of college students who haven't figured anything out yet in a kitchen scenario, I will say... We had one problem child that just basically ruined the kitchen for the rest of us.
We had three.
That's so bad. All I could feel comfortable with was storing my seltzer and sodas and maybe making some like cup noodles and some storing some chips. But there came a point I wasn't even comfortable because then we still got ants. Yeah. And I was the one woman exterminator. I bought traps. I got them... soon there were no longer any ants. Within like the month, it started in January, ended in February, but it was not good.
Yeah,
I hated it. I actually didn't show up to club until like an hour and a half into it because I was working on like Operation Extermination.
Big fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's always the scariest things because that they also, you know what? They can also bring diseases. Cockroaches are big enough to be vectors.
Yeah. This boy was big enough to house a small bacterial colony. It's fine.
It's terraformers.
Yeah.
It itself is the
human-sized roach.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
It is your new roommate, Roach.
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 The hippest kid on campus.
Oh, graduating summa cum laude.
Oh yeah, 100%. Very loud roach.
Imagine like just a like comes up for the you know how they have the valedictorian speech and it's just like indescript like insect noises.
There'll be three words you're able to make out and you know what they are.
I don't know.
Alpha, alpha, alpha. The high V for alpha.
Oh my god. No, this is a reference to a TV show that has struggled from the MTV graveyard and is finally getting the reboot it deserves in the form of a movie.
Mm.
Do you know the story behind this guy? Behind undergrads?
I've heard bits and pieces. I heard that, and this is kind of takes away from the show's authenticity, but the guy went to college for like a very short amount of time, like a few weeks.
Yeah.
Dropped out and then came up with the idea for this show about college kids based on the very limited knowledge of a few weeks at college.
Yeah. So he, once the show got canceled by MTV due to low ratings because they were just throwing a bunch of stuff at the wall to see what stuck, and compared to like Dari at the time, like